we all know, obviously, that Roosevelt Harbor and Roosevelt Dock is a main access point for the folks here in Wrangell, and it's a and Zarembo Island is a really, really important subsistence hunting ground for our local population. And you're right, the dock was damaged in winter. There was a big wind event. We also had a lot of blowdown around that area. And at the time, Tori Hauser, sitting next to me, was acting ranger. And I know she got with contracting as fast as she could and got the process started. The contracting process is just about concluded as far as an award being made. But it hasn't quite concluded, and because of that, I've asked David, who is gracious enough to join us today, to be able to speak to it a little bit from the contracting part, because I think it's really important for all of us, including the public, to understand, even though we're all local faces of the Forest Service, we still have a bureaucracy that we have to work through, or that we're part of, and that real people who try really hard are trying to get things done as fast as they can. But David's kind of the subject matter expert, and I thank you so much, David, for coming and be able to explain a little bit more of this to the rest of us. So with there, I'm going to turn it over to David.
Sure. Thanks, Clint. So as y'all are aware, there was some massive damage that was done to the dock last October, November, that really, really had some structural implications to that dock out there. Previous to that, we had done an inspection back in 2021. We've hired a firm to come in and do a professional inspection of the entire dock system. And we did see that there was quite a bit of issues that needed to be remedied. And fortunately, we were able to secure funding that would cover those issues. And when we had this damage, this windstorm come through, it definitely just kicked up the priority for Roosevelt needing to be addressed. We know that the dock was disconnected from the gangway, and kind of where it's sitting right now is that gangway is sitting halfway submerged into water. So it posed the new obstacles for us to kind of go through, because we understand that it's a very visible dock that's used, highly used during the hunting season. So there was an option for us to definitely do a repair to the gangway, reconnect it. But our biggest concern was that there was going to be some underlying structural safety issues that may come up because we did a repair. And after we went through a lot of the process for procurement, we found out that the price to replace the gangway was going to be just about the same amount as it would be to repair it. So we want the dock to be, once it's finished, to be restored to where we're going to do maintenance on it, but it's a brand new dock system that's going to serve the public really well for the next 5-10 years. And that's really our goal, is that when we're investing money into these projects, that we deliver it back better than when we got it. So what that entails is that it may take a little bit longer for us to get this project moving as far as replacing the gangway. But when it's done, we can say that it's going to be done. And that's really our goal. So hopefully that clears up some of it. I know it's a long process, but we want to make sure we get everything right with this dock, because there is a few issues that we want to remedy.
So just to be absolutely clear for, you know, the people, hunting season is coming up in just a couple of days. The dock will not be ready at that point, right?
Unfortunately, it won't. It won't. We want to, like I said, the contractor needs to mobilize. We're shipping up a pre-manufactured new gangway up, and just the procurement, the logistics to get that up. We're going to miss the hunting season, unfortunately, this year.
But the hope is then, the implication kind of sounds like the hope is to have that done by next year at the latest.
We're shooting to have that gangway here on site by the spring. So we won't miss next hunting season. I can guarantee you we're moving that way. And unless another major storm that just changes everything again happens, we'll tackle that. But right now, the way we're kind of scheduling it out is that we will do a lot of the work around the gangway by the finish of this year. And that gangway, once it's barged up, we're going to take it right out there and get it anchored up and reconnect it to have that dock ready to go.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for clarifying that and for taking some time to be a part of this interview and add that contracting perspective. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
All right. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Goodbye.